Good morning, everybody, and thanks for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. We are here today with Buddy Roybal talking about our Paint the Plaza event tomorrow morning from 8 to 12. Good morning. How are you doing, Buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, Christine. Thank you. Thank you so very much for this little interview, because I think we have something very important to do for the citizens of Santa Fe.
So, Buddy, earlier in the week, there was this wonderful article in the Santa Fe New Mexican, and it was talking about the event that we've got tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening.
Well, you know, for years and years, when I'm retired now, and I used to be the owner of Coronella Paint and Decorating. So for many, many years, I think we did it for 7 years, way, way back. We used to all get together every year with Keep Santa Fe Beautiful, and we used to paint the park benches and around the plaza and the poles and stuff. So that kind of went by the wayside. And last year that we tried to do it, but we just got a very small turnout, and we just did a few things around the plaza. But tomorrow's event is going to be wonderful, because we have quite a few more volunteers, and we have not only are we working on the plaza, but we're also working in all the side streets, the Water Street and Alameda, and trying to just beautify the whole downtown area.
So we are talking about the Paint the Plaza event tomorrow in the downtown area from 8 to 12. There is still time to sign up, right, Buddy?
Yes, of course. And the more volunteers we have, the quicker we can get it done. And then, again, by having more volunteers, it just works so much better than just having a few. Then we can do it quickly.
So to sign up, you can go to sustainablesantafe.org. And, you know, right now, I think we have about 50 volunteers, and we're still going to check again. And by the end of the day, we should have a lot more. We're doing a lot of advertising this week. But for you, Buddy, I know your heart is really into just really looking at the city through a different lens and bringing people together to kind of care for their environment. Let's kind of talk a little bit about that and what your hope is as part of this event and some others that you are organizing around town.
Well, I'm a native Santa Fean. So I've lived here all my life, a few years in the Navy and a few years in Albuquerque. But other than that, I've lived here all my life. I love Santa Fe. I mean, I went to Santa Fe High, which is right downtown. And as far as the plaza, I live a mile from the plaza, so I walk down to the plaza all the time. And that's so. And then I'm also in the Vintage Car Club, and we do these car shows, and we do the 4th of July. So we do a lot downtown, and it's wonderful to see that our plaza is wonderfully, we have a fresh look to it every year, and that's important, that as we use the plaza, that it looks great for everybody, not just the tourists, but for us too, that we go when we go downtown.
So I really like that. I'm also, you know, a native Santa Fean, and I just remember, I mean, you know, just back when I was younger, I remember everyone in high school, they would meet in the plaza, and everyone would get together and talk about like where they were going to go or what were they going to do. And then there was something that happened and people just stopped sort of convening there. Like it was in the evening, it was in the nighttime. It was probably not a good thing what people were trying to get together to decide, but there was like cruising around the plaza. You know, there was like the Santa Fe fiestas. There was, you know, there was a lot. And I think, you know, there's the sentiment now that, you know, a lot of tourists come in now. There's a lot of things for tourists, but I think especially now with Mayor Garcia, you know, he's really trying to kind of turn it back to the locals and get the local community a lot more involved.
And that's why we're doing this. We're doing it for two things, of course, to beautify the plaza, but to bring these volunteers. You know, Santa Fe is such a great town for volunteers. Anytime you ask for people to step up, they do. You know, I'm also in the Rotary Club, and we do a lot of with the around the DeVargas River. I mean, around the Alameda River by DeVargas Park. And we, in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we cleaned the river along the edges. So, yeah. And again, Santa Fe is a wonderful town for volunteers.
So everybody, we are talking to Buddy Roybal and the Paint the Plaza event tomorrow from 8 to noon. There is still time to sign up, sustainablesantafe.org. We're going to take a short break and come back and continue our conversation with Buddy.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
Welcome back, everybody. And thank you again for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. I'm sitting in the studios today with Buddy Roybal, and we're talking about our exciting Paint the Plaza event downtown tomorrow from 8 to noon. We're still trying to sign up volunteers, sustainablesantafe.org. So Buddy, you know, a lot of people have come together for this event. And I think one thing that I've learned about you in the short time that I've known you is that you really get a lot of people involved. And so why don't we talk a little bit about some of the people who have really helped contribute to this event and support them through their efforts?
Well, of course, Cornell Paint and Decorating, that was my previous business that I owned. We always stepped up at Coronado and donated the paint and through Coronado and Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. In years past, we were able to get this done, and we always had one of the restaurants donate the burritos. And this year we have La Fonda and Tia Sofia's donating the burritos. So we'll have burritos that morning. And what great places not to have burritos and Tia Sofia's again. You know, here it's the little meeting place in the downtown.
Yeah, it's so hard to get in there. We always try, though. My family comes into town and we're all lined up to go into Tia Sofia. So.
Oh, yeah. So
great. So, yeah, 8 o'clock, we'll have a table set up there on the corner of, I guess, right across from the Haagen-Dazs, sort of in that corner. And we'll have Keep Santa Fe Beautiful t-shirts, some gloves, trash bags. And we have about, you know, different stations that people will be assigned to work on different events. Let's kind of talk about some of what your plans are for that day.
The plans are now that luckily just a few weeks ago, we were able to get the park benches painted already. So we're not going to have to do the park benches. So that was a big thing. 30 some park benches used to really take a lot of time, especially the old park benches that had wood in them. So we had to take the wood off the part and be careful not to get paint all over everything. So we're very good about taking care of where we're painting. You know, we tape everything to make sure that it's not a mess. And the biggest thing, when I was walking downtown, I noticed that the light poles are really in dire need of paint. And that's mostly what we're going to be painting, especially that's why we're painting all the side streets, the Water Street again and Alameda. Because if you take a walk and look at the light poles, they don't look good. They've been neglected for a very long time. Also, what we're going to do is finish the rails along the Alameda River between Sandoval and Guadalupe. And a couple months back, we were able to paint all the bridges. You know, four bridges along the Alameda. And that was great because then Michael Garcia, our counselor, which is now our mayor, and he was even there helping us paint on it. So the wonderful thing is that I'm well connected with between the Santa Fe Vintage Car Club that showed up that time, with people from the Rotary Club, people from the Kiva Club. So all these organizations that I belong to are very supportive of anything that we do. So that's the wonderful thing about Santa Fe, is that you get the support that you need.
Well, the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program is very happy to be a bigger part of the event this year and to partner with you on this effort. I do want to give a shout out to Michelle Romero Babcock. She's our Keep Santa Fe Beautiful champion, and she's always working behind the scenes to get everything organized. She's done a wonderful job kind of getting all of these things kind of situated. And then our parks crew, you know, shout out to Melissa McDonald and her park staff. I mean, they'll be out there that day helping as well. And, you know, I've got to give a shout out to my division and all of the people that are going to be there to help as well. But we've got about 50 volunteers. I think we're going to grow that number even more. You know, we've got a lot of people really interested in going out to help out. So,
and the important thing to also give thanks to our new mayor, Michael Garcia, because I met with him months ago and we talked about it. And he got on board, and with the tremendous support from him. And then, of course, the divisions like Parks and Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. But he was right behind me on this when I presented it to him.
Now, he's been a wonderful supporter of work like this and of the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program. And so it's wonderful to be connected with you, Roy, buddy, and to be working with you on the event. Again, it's Paint the Plaza downtown tomorrow from 8 to noon. Come join us. Have a burrito. There's going to be stuff to drink and all the supplies you need to help make the downtown area more beautiful.
And the thing is, with volunteers, once you get something done and you're so proud of what you did, you know, when you see that's my light pole that I painted, or that's my park bench I painted, that's, you know, that's anytime we had the car show downtown, guys would go around saying, well, I painted that bench or I painted that trash can or whatever it was. So it's a feel good thing to do.
No, I agree. And I do believe in that. I think it connects people back to the plaza and an area that we all enjoy, like living here and taking pride in. And it's not just for the tourists, you know,
it is
for the people that live here. And I love that you lead this work all across the city, buddy. It's not only downtown that you're focusing on. I have conversations with you about all kinds of areas around town. So thank you.
I guess when you love something, you want to make it better. And I love Santa Fe. Like I said, I'm a Santa Fean, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. So so that's what we do. When we love something, we just make it better.
Well, thank you for all of your work and your leadership in this community. And I'm excited to work with you on this event tomorrow. Is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with today?
No, we're needing those volunteers, and the more volunteers we have, the better everything will go and go real quick. So we want to thank everybody that has donated, like Coronado with the paint and La Fonda and Tia Sofia's with the burritos, and then the support from Parks and the support from Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. So with everybody working together, it's going to be a great project. And then at the end, we'll have something that we can all be proud of.
Well, thank you, buddy, very much for being on the show today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Wonderful. And, you know, there's still time to sign up for tomorrow's event, sustainablesantafe.org. And I do just want to remind all of our listeners to visit our website. You know, we are in seasonal water restrictions right now. To learn more about what that means and what resources the city's water conservation office might have to offer, visit our website. And so thank you, everyone, for listening. And we hope to see you all downtown tomorrow at 8 a.m.